You are blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that that truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer, even. For though they don't like it, I do. All of heaven applauds, and know that you are in good company. My prophets and the witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Amen. Now, you know, this is Palm Sunday. It's interesting that this particular blessing, because we've been on a journey of blessings for this entire 6 weeks, and we've been talking about getting us to get into our guts and think about the blessings that we've had. And then we get to the last week, and now we're talking about persecution. And you know, and today, as you listen to the prayer time, right, there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's all kinds of loss around us. There's all kinds of war. And what is it? I guess it got talked about in Matthew at one point. Doesn't Jesus talk about famine and desolation and
blah, blah, blah?
Yep. And people have decided that that's a sign of the end times, right? And Jesus says, never mind that stuff. You're going to see that stuff, but that doesn't mean it's the end. And then we get this. All these blessings, all these good things that we should be thanking God for, and then Jesus turns around. On Palm Sunday, we're going to look at, oh yeah, it's good if you get persecuted. Just like Jesus did, right? He's entering, according to our tradition, this is the last week of his life. This week is going to go south in a hell of a hurry, amen? He's going to come into Jerusalem. They are going to be waving the palms. That's why we blessed the palms today. They're going to be singing Hosanna. They're going to be proclaiming him as the Messiah. And by Thursday, the whole tide has changed. In fact, it's changed so quickly and gone down so fast that by the time they go to the garden to pray, a mob will come and arrest him. His disciples will scatter. He will have already been betrayed. And somewhere during the night, his closest disciple, the one that was the strongest disciple, will say, I don't know who the hell he is.
Not once, but three times.
Before the rooster decides to crow. It's not going to look good. And yet, we've got this verse. And it's interesting, for those of you that are out there, if you've been watching The Chosen, have you heard of The Chosen? You need to find it. You'll love it. it's this whole story about Jesus' life. It's put out by Angel Studios. It's an incredible way to tell Jesus' story. The acting is phenomenal. And they're not afraid to deal with the really hardcore stuff. And one of the hardcore things that happens is after Jesus, I think it's in season 3, Jesus has sent the disciples out. You know how he sent them out and told them to do all this stuff. And one of the disciples, I forget his name, might have been Barnabas, he's limping. He's lame. And he comes to Jesus after Jesus has sent everybody out on their assignments. And Barnabas says, hey, I want to do this, but how am I? You want me to heal people, and you haven't healed me. And I'm sitting there looking at this going, okay, here's the answer that we've all wanted. We've always wanted this answer from Jesus. How the hell is it that everybody else gets healed and we don't? How is it that we're asked to be people of peace and yet nobody around us manages to practice that principle? How is it that there's all this anger around us. And we are supposed to just take it. And Jesus looked at Barnabas. That's who it was, Barnabas. He looked at him and he said, you know, I want you to be well. I want you to be whole. But now you're waiting for it. Here it comes. Imagine the miracles, what people are going to think as you do those miracles. Yeah, I'm moving. I'm sorry. You just got to keep up with it. Thinking about those miracles and how people are going to respond to all of that. But think about what a story it will be when you heal them. Wait a minute. What do you mean? Well, think about it. You, the one who's lame, healing people of their infirmities. What kind of testimony is that? That God can overcome anything. And folks, that's what I want to share with you this morning. Despite the fact that it's rough out there, by standing strong, that in itself is a testimony. Why are you getting persecuted? You know, in the gay community, we've had to deal with this for a long time, haven't we? Did you ever notice that? In the community, we have been talking about being people of faith and Christians for the longest time. And people, when they talk to us, they're wonderful. They think it's great that we're Christians. And then they find out you're gay. And it's like, all bets are off. That's what this passage is about. Jesus has constantly tried to teach us that it's for everybody. The message of God is for everybody. We don't get to make judgments about where people are coming from. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Pastor James talked about the ministry of this church. And he said, one of the things that the ministry of this church is about is that we have opened the doors. Doors? What doors? We have no walls. We have no doors for you to come through, but we invite you to come to the park, and the invitation is for what? The least, the lost, and the last. And I sat there and I thought about that as he said that, and I realized that no, it's more than that. Yes, the invitation does go out to the least, the lost, and the last. However, the moment you step into the realm of this church, you're no longer lost. You are no longer last. You are no longer the least. Isn't that what Jesus did? You know, there's another line in The Chosen when he's telling the disciples what they're going to do and how they're going to teach. And one of them pipes up. He says, listen, we haven't got the education to do this. This should be rabbis doing this. And Jesus kind of laughs and he said, if I really wanted the message to get through, why would I pick them? I picked you. Folks, you hear what that is? The fact of the matter is, the message from God is this. If you think you're part of the lost, if you think you're part of the least, if you think that somehow you're in last place, then God's got a message for you. Come on in. That's what this is about. Because who killed Jesus? And don't give me that whole thing about the whole Jewish thing. That's not what I'm talking about. Who killed them?
The leaders.
The power brokers. The people that wanted to protect their way of life. The people who wanted to tell you how to believe. The people who kept you out of the temple if your sacrifice wasn't perfect. The people who, if you didn't follow one of the 615 rules, could keep you from worship. And Jesus come along and showed us by his example. Wait a minute. All you people that the religious authorities said don't belong, come on in. And for that, they killed him. That is exactly what this passage is about. When you start feeding the hungry and no questions asked, people are going to criticize you. When you start forgiving people that other people don't think should be forgiven, people are going to persecute you. When you start living a life that says, I have love for my fellow man, and I will do everything I can so that they can keep their dignity, they will try to kill you.
Kill your
and know in that moment that you're blessed. Know that that's why we talk about that sermon all the time about the preacher that said, look, Friday it was dark. The whole world was ending. But you know what? We know that Sunday's coming. If you're part of the lost, the least, I always got to look for that last one. Oh yeah, the last. Today, as you march into Jerusalem, today, as you grab the palms, know that you are no longer the last, no longer the least, and you are certainly not lost. God bless you this morning, and happy Palm Sunday.